We are the law firm for the state of Utah. But what does that mean? Hello, I'm Richard Pyatt, and this is Legally Speaking. Among the divisions that make up the hundreds of attorneys in our office is state agency counsel. Essentially, we have attorneys who work exclusively for various state agencies as their attorneys. It's a little known function of the office and one that Amanda Montague oversees every day. Thanks for joining us today on Legally Speaking, Amanda.
Thank you.
How would you explain what your division does to your friends who don't know much about what you do?
I think that that's an interesting question, and it's one that I get all the time because it is sort of confusing to people who don't work in government what possibly we could do. What I tell people is that the agencies of the state, and like you said, there are many of them, they are entitled to representation from the Attorney General's office. And that means that we kind of do whatever legal work they need. We act as in-house counsel for them in a lot of circumstances. We do kind of standard things for some of those agencies. We do things like contract review, or we help them with policy review. And then we also help them litigate. We have a division in this office, as you know, that is representative of risk management. So if somebody sues the state and they want money, that runs through risk management. But if somebody sues a state agency and they want something else, so they want, we'll use the Department of Corrections, for example. So an inmate wants different medical treatment or different housing. They don't want money. Then we represent those agencies in those kind of lawsuits.
So a lot of these agencies also have their own attorneys working for them. How is what we do different than what they do?
I'd like to clarify that they have, a lot of these agencies have hired attorneys for different positions, but those individuals can't be counsel or attorneys for those agencies. By constitution and by statute, the Attorney General's office is the entity that has to represent these agencies. And so those agencies that hire attorneys, they do it in different capacities. Sometimes they hire them to do director roles and oversee management and administrative functions. Some of them hire them to do things like contract review or other compliance elements of that agency. But those individuals are not in a position to advise the agency or help them make more global decisions that an attorney would help to make. Additionally, those people can't represent them in court because they're not their attorney.
So are the people who work on behalf of the different agencies, are they specialized in that agency's specialty? In other words, in the attorneys for the Utah Department of Transportation, are the transportation specialized attorneys that we have working for us too?
Yes. So we assign attorneys to individual agencies. We have some agencies that are large enough that they're assigned to multiple attorneys. We have some agencies that are very small and they may share an attorney with different agencies. But those attorneys do specialize. They learn that area, they become experts in that area so that they can help that particular agency function and meet its goals.
Okay, so there's a lot of high-profile items that our attorneys assist with. A couple of examples that I thought of that our office has its fingerprints on are when the legislature created the medical marijuana system, our attorneys helped create the system that made this work and interface with the public. Is that right?
That's correct. So Department of Agriculture is actually in a different division now, but they were in state agency counsel at the time. Yes, our attorneys help agencies in a lot of different ways, and some of those ways are really high profile. We do interface a lot with the legislature on behalf of those agencies. Sometimes agencies have their own agendas and things that they would like the legislature to pass for them, and we help shepherd those things through. Sometimes we help draft them, or we meet with legislators and try to help explain why those things would be important for the agencies. We also help them with maybe more high-profile circumstances that they're facing. Like you said, I don't really want to reveal all of our agency's confidences. Certainly, every agency that you see in the news, there probably has been a discussion with their attorney about how they're going to proceed with that particular circumstance.
So it seems like there's a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes. Would you say state agency counsel is just as busy as anyone else and kind of keeping things that are behind the scenes, but that are very, very crucial on track?
Absolutely. We feel like we're kind of the unsung heroes of the office. We feel like a lot of what state agency counsel does is to try to keep agencies from being in the news or being sued. We do a lot of preventative things with them. We try to help them make good policies and make good decisions so that things don't escalate further than they need to.
So would you say that these days we're a more litigious society than ever before? It's 2024. Is it more important than ever that we have our state agency, council, staff up to date, sharp, kind of keeping an eye on things and making sure that we're protecting the state's interests. Is that pretty much what we do?
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't disagree with that statement. I do think that we are a little bit more of a litigious society. I do think that it's really important, even if you're not worried about getting sued, that agencies consult with their attorneys. I think that it's important that their attorneys be as up to date as possible on the law regarding those agencies, and that those attorneys be out-of-the-box thinkers for them as well. I think we've seen kind of a movement in agencies and wanting to collaborate more with their attorneys to think of solutions instead of just hearing a yes or no from us. So I think that it's really important for our attorneys to understand the agencies and to try to help them think through how they want to achieve their goals.
It's not really something that people think the Attorney General is cracking down on bad actors or criminals or that kind of thing. This isn't something that a lot of people think the Attorney General's office does yet. This is kind of like the lifeblood of our office, would you say?
Again, I'm not going to disagree with you. I think that this is an important fundamental constitutional obligation that we have to help these state agencies, to give them good representation. And so, no, we're not cracking down. We're trying to build something with all of them.
Is there anything else about state agency counsel you think is important to point out before we close?
I think everything about state agency counsel is important. I think that it's important to understand that every one of these agencies has somebody assigned, and that person is trying very hard to do the best job that they can to help that agency. Like I said, we really try to embrace the goals that that agency has and help them find legal ways to meet those ends.
Well, take it from me firsthand. I've talked to a lot of the people at State Agency Council. We got some excellent attorneys working for us, including you, Amanda Montague. Thank you very much for joining us today and Legally Speaking.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you. And we'll talk to you next time.